Committee on University Affairs to order on Friday, January 30th, 2015 at 2:02 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. We'll move into agenda item number two, roll call.
Senator Bunford?
Present.
Senator Crook?
Present.
Senator Feenstra?
Present.
Senator Green?
Present.
Senator Ramirez?
Present.
Senator Stewart?
Present.
Senator Soupy?
Present.
Intern Miller?
Present.
Intern Atienza?
Ask my excuse.
Intern Tapanich?
Ask my excuse.
Intern Trujillo?
Present.
Intern Texera?
Present.
Intern Crockett?
Ask my excuse.
Intern Chefs?
Ask my excuse.
Quorum is present.
All right, we'll move to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, agenda item number four, the minutes. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Crook?
I move to approve the minutes from December 3rd, 2014.
Is there a second? Senator Bedford?
Second.
Any discussion? All right, seeing none, we will vote on approving the minutes from December 3rd, 2014. All those in approval, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, we're going to skip 5A and go into 5B so we don't take up too much of Raul's time. So I reminded you guys all of the meeting on Wednesday about the safety apps, sent out the email. I understand if you guys kind of, this may have like fallen through the cracks because it was right before break and stuff, but we do want to check in with Raul, see what he wants from us, see what he's accomplished. So you have the floor.
Awesome. Thank you guys again. Hope you guys enjoyed your break. I just wanted to check with you guys to see if you guys were just checked out the apps or if you had any suggestions or anything that we can add to the mobile app or anything. So just kind of following up on you guys to see what you guys' thoughts are on that.
Intern Texera?
I didn't know we had a safety app, and I think that if you had more PR for the safety app, it would get used a lot more.
So we don't have like safety app, but we have the mobile app, and we're trying to integrate, add more other safety apps available into the mobile app.
So if you guys look at the minutes, we went over Rave Guardian and Circle of Six last time. Did anyone have a chance to look further into any of those? Senator Ramirez?
What I was going to say is I enjoy Circle of Six. Circle of Six is like a good, fun tease.
Senator Bedford?
I also like the Circle of Six app as well.
Raul, do you want to just kind of review, like refresh everyone on stuff? Because I'm not even sure if I fully remember details.
All right, so we'll talk about that. Well, so there was two apps that we looked into. Both of those apps are free. There's also possible integrations that you can add into it if you would like to purchase. They have more capabilities to do with it. But right now, we're looking into the free versions of them. So the Rave Guardian, it just sends alerts and everything, and it connects with 5 people that are in your group. And so it sends information to those people in your circle and connects somebody to give you. It has 3 different alerts that it sends. It sends one to the police, if you connect one of the emergency lines they have. It sends to the people that you choose, so that way they can send the emails right away. Once you need those alerts, so you just send the text and it sends out to all 3 people or 5 people, whatever many people you add into the application. And then we have the Circle of Six, which you add 6 people on your contacts that you always think that are going to be there for you, that can help you at any time of any situation that you have. So it has 3 pre-made emails that you can send out. They can send the location and everything where you're regarding where you're sending the email, and they can follow up to the police department or any security services that the app is integrated with. And so we're looking into integrating that app into the mobile app so students can become aware of it and can start using those. And so the recommendation we're trying to do is to see if you guys think, test it out, and figure out if you guys think those are beneficial, or if you guys have any suggestions of any other apps that will work that we should be integrating in the mobile app for ASU.
Would there be a cost to integrate them?
So this one's not free. We can integrate them anytime. We just have to create the back end on it. And the ones that are free, the ones that we look at are free, so there's no cost at all.
Okay. So what you'd be looking for from us is a resolution in support of the apps if we decided they're beneficial.
Yes. That's what we're looking out for you guys to see if you guys want to integrate it on the mobile app.
Does anyone have any thoughts on this? Would anyone be interested in taking the lead, Senator Green?
Yeah, I'll take the lead.
Okay. And then Senator Crook and Bedford, do you want to work with him on that? Drafting a resolution? Okay. If we want to get it onto the next agenda, I would need it by Tuesday morning. Preferably before then. Like, preferably Monday night. Do you think that you guys can get it out to me then? If you want to talk to Raul, figure everything out?
Are you guys free on Sunday?
You guys can work on it.
Or we can,
we'll talk.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you, Raul. Anything else for us, or you no. good? All right. How about we all just give Raul a quick round of applause for all the work he's done. Of course. Have a good day. Okay. Let's go into those are my minutes, not my agenda. Let's go into agenda item 5A. Okay, so I feel like the liaison positions, they're a fantastic idea in theory, and in practice, they've just been struggling. So I wanted to, not that you guys haven't been talking to people and bringing back valid information, but I don't know. I just wanted to have a discussion whether or not we feel the departments we're liaising to are the departments we should be talking to, if there's a better way we could do this, et cetera. Senator Crook?
Just speaking for my two liaison positions, I met with both student services several times.
Yes.
On her side, like, that was a very productive conversation. Like, she really had ideas for what Senate can do. I implemented a lot of them into WTF, but nothing really, like, resolution or, like, pertinent to this committee came out of it. It's just because Dr. Ellis has great ideas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why that, those conversations are so productive. And as far as the career studio goes, I've met with other departments on campus with kind of the same mindset of how can HUM, specifically Senate, help you write resolutions. None of them had any ideas. All they wanted was help promoting their services.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't know that like having meetings with them to figure out what we can do as far as resolution goes is very effective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if we came up with a way to promote services, that would be more effective. And then our meetings could just be what new is going on in your, you know, and I feel like that would be a more effective discussion than just the what's new with you, here's what's new with us kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But have, like, a focus to discussion, like, what new services do you have for students or something.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that one of your campaign things? Was creating a centralized...
And I actually just met with Inkblot, and they're willing to put out a weekly Twitter and Facebook post with, like, a new service every week kind of thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's from the ASUN different Facebook.
Okay.
I'm planning on doing that, so if we wanted to integrate that and make it like a university affairs kind of run thing,
mm-hmm.
so like our job could be like coming up with ideas to put on that weekly post, like that would be totally cool.
That would be awesome because, I mean, Caden mentioned at the last oversight meeting he wants us all to talk about where we want our committees to go in the future, like if we want to change the description of our committees and what they do. So if we make it a thing that University Affairs is responsible for finding out what all the services on campus are doing and promoting them through the weekly
right.
social media, that would be really awesome.
Yeah, I love that. Because they said they were willing to just use their platforms as a test for the idea to see if there's enough student interest where they eventually could become something like WTU after that and be like its own.
Like what Katie was saying about the
Pack Praise.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Right.
We could merge them where it's like this is what the university is doing right from ASUN's end, and then students could go in and submit this is what the university is doing right from our end.
Right, yeah.
Okay, cool. What are you guys saying? Senator Mears?
What I was gonna say maybe like focus on student organizations on campus and more of like that type of thing. Because like they interact, they're here at the university every single day, so they should know what problems they're facing. So maybe if we set up like weekly meetings or like have some sort of way to like relay that back from the clubs to here.
That's kind of like in President Pereira and Vice President Bybee's platform last year, they wanted to have town hall meetings with club leaders, which to the best of my knowledge has not happened.
I'm putting one on.
You are?
Yeah.
But it's for the College of Education,
yeah.
right? Okay. So what if university, we made it a university affairs charge to set up, not necessarily, I don't know, Senator Ramirez?
Well, what I was going to say is, like, through the new, like, student, like, not councils, but, like, through the student advisory boards that each college has, why not make those, like, some sort of liaison position, get their beliefs, and then, like, also involve and incorporate, like, bigger aspects of the, like, bigger groups in the university. So, like, Res Life association, like Greek life, during the Sorority life, other stuff.
Yeah. Senator Crook?
I really like that idea. I'm just wondering, I think that might warrant like a change in the description, because the way it's worded, like, I'm going to look it up in the class right now, but it feels like the way it's worded is more of like a, you know, university, more like agency, but I like the idea of switching it to include more like student clubs and, you know, into the focus of the committee.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Because we are representatives of the students, not necessarily the university. So, any other thoughts? What do you guys feel about the liaison positions overall? Do you think they've been effective?
No.
Do you think? Okay, that's what I figured. So, what should we do moving forward? Should we scrap them completely and just start working on building more of a student base, or like Senator Crook was saying, talking to them about their services that they want promoted? What do you guys think? Like, what should I put on the next agenda? Senator Green?
I would say the services they want promoted, because, you know, those are the things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it would make communicating with them a lot easier, and that we wouldn't have to beat around the bush. We'd know exactly what they would want and what we could do.
Senator Crook?
I feel like we could also, like, instead of everyone having a liaison position, maybe we can have a couple liaison positions so we have like a little more, because you don't need to be talking to them as much since the position's more specific. And then we can have maybe other positions that aren't liaison, but they're in charge of creating the content and maybe work with Inkblot to get pictures for that week's post or something like that.
Senator Soupy, and then I'll get to you.
Aren't all the clubs in Greek life already represented in ASUM? Well, they already have their meetings that they go to every week. Don't they get what they want? Like, the liaison positions we already have, I feel like they have no other way to get a voice in ASUN other than these liaison positions. But clubs in Greek life, they already have their what's the word?
Representation.
Are you wondering if they have, because I know we have members of pretty much every single Greek organization in some aspects of ASUN. Are you saying like the club commission and like how they work with them?
Right. I'm talking about, like,
ISE
and that stuff.
Legendary
and Texera. I was just going to say that maybe we shouldn't have the liaison positions on every agenda because, like, there's not that many updates for every group. Maybe, like, every 2 weeks or every month, because I don't think the tutoring services really have that much to say every week or stuff like that.
Senator Stewart?
Well, all I was going to say is that I definitely agree with Senator Soupy with regards to, I guess, clubs and organizations. Though, interestingly enough, actually, some of our liaison positions are Greek life already. So,
like the actual senators are in Greek life?
No, I mean like IFC, MGC, PhD.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think my experience with those as liaison positions has been different than most other liaison positions, because literally all I do is I go to their meetings, listen to basically the information that they're disseminating throughout their organizations, and then I put in my, here's what ASUN is doing as well. But, yeah.
And I would almost say that that's pretty much all those councils need from us, because they are already super involved. We don't necessarily need to promote them further. But I would say stuff like Senator Crook's sassy, or sass, the phrases get sassy, like new organizations on campus could use help with ASUN becoming aware of what they're doing and everything. Senator Ramirez, then I'll get to you.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Senator Crook?
I really like Representative Texera's idea of only, like, maybe going every 2 weeks or maybe once a month. Like, maybe the first meeting of the month could be talking about new services. Maybe the second meeting could be coming up with deciding which services we want to promote. Like, you know, we have, like, 4 steps each month to get ready the next 4 little blurbs for the next month, you know? For the end of every month, we have 4 new things to send over to Inkblot for them to do. And then we start working on the services we want to highlight for the next month.
That's a really
good
idea.
That way we're only having like 1 conversation a month, or even less. You know, we're spending less time deciding how to effectively market.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it, along with what Senator Stewart was saying, like, since they don't really need, or what you're saying, promotion, maybe we could drop those liaison positions.
Senator Bedford?
Would it be more effective if, like, versus the liaison positions, we have these different,
university like entities come to us, because I mean I feel like when Joe Harvey came and stuff, like she tells us exactly what she needs, and then we're able to discuss with her like what we need, and we're just able to collaborate better. So like say like Russ, if Russ comes in here in 2 weeks from housing or something, and then he talks about the new dining services and promoting dining services and like establishments and stuff like that, then we're all able to have that facilitated discussion, and we're still like essentially liaisoning to all these different entities and stuff, like university affairs is like supposed to be, but it's like more fun.
No, I agree. Legend turn Texter.
I was just gonna say exactly what Rana just said, that like if they really like, if we're talking to them once a month and they have another thing to say once in that month, they'll come to us if it is that important.
That's true. Like maybe give them the option, reach out to them, say what do you want promoted this month, and if you want to come in and talk to us more specifically, these are our meeting times, this is our chair's contact info, that kind of stuff. Senator Stewart?
Well, yeah, no, I think that's all excellent, and I think you touched on something that's really important, that we still are going to have to reach out to them if we want them to, I think, come, because the main reason that Joe Harvey came and we had that excellent discussion was because, if I'm not mistaken, we did reach out to her initially because we wanted to have that discussion. So there is, I guess, the issue of who's going to bring up these issues, because in many ways, I'm certain that some of these organizations do not necessarily know that we can assist them in any way. So it's, I guess, important for them to, if we want them to just come and say, wow, this is really important, Senate definitely needs to know about this, you need to also be an organization which they believe can help to fix those, I guess, problems.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So just, there's like, I believe, an issue with imperative or something along those lines. Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. No, I absolutely agree. So what I'm hearing kind of overall is we kind of break down the liaison things. Some people, like Senator Crook was saying, some people are in charge of reaching out to people, finding out what they want promoted. Some people are in charge of like actually promoting that stuff, communicating with Inkblot. And then we all discuss as a committee what we want promoted. Yeah? General consensus. Senator Ramirez?
I think we should also expand that, because like we are like university affairs and we do deal with a lot of issues like with open using grounds and all that fun stuff. And I would say maybe expanding that to like setting up like town halls and like in front of the Joe with like the big sign that we used earlier, like a few weeks ago, and have people write down their concerns like you kind of did when you were campaigning. And just do that, get some of those ideas, bring back to like a meeting. And yeah.
Yeah, we could absolutely do that. What is that thing called?
I don't know.
Giant chalkboard?
Chalk, yeah.
Democracy.
It's called a democracy plaza, yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was like its actual name or that just refers to the overall concept of having it out there.
It's not
okay.
Really a plaza, but that's what
they call it. Okay. You get some interesting stuff when you do that, though. Speaking from experience.
Yeah, like from that.
Senator Ramirez.
Yeah, and from that intriguing stuff, we can like possibly bring back to the committee, and then we decide what issues we want to deal with for that month or like that semester, and then just work on plans while promoting like the services around the university.
So maybe do the Democracy Plaza at the beginning of every month at the same time as we're reaching out to student organizations and on-campus departments. So then we like all we have a ton of information at the beginning of every month to sit down and work with.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea. I like that. It's going to be a lot of work, but, I mean, we are the best committee, so no offense, Senator Bumford. Okay. So what should we keep from the liaison list? If we consolidate them, we give everyone, we give maybe like three people a task of reaching out to everyone and be like, what do you want to promote? What should we keep?
Sooner businesses.
Senator Soupy says that. Okay, who are you specifically liaising to on that?
Well, I think being a liaison to student-run businesses, I'm just going to budget and finance committee meetings and talking with Caden about it.
Okay. Still.
If you know somewhere else I can go, like meetings I can go to.
I really don't. Because because they don't exist yet, but for future student-run businesses. Senator Kirk?
I think that we could get rid of the Greek consuls because I don't know that we really want to necessarily be promoting Greek as a HUM. That just feels kind of awkward.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, maybe the Office of Student Conduct, I don't know how much they have services that are for students if they're more professional.
Yeah, they're definitely more reactive student department. Or not, yeah, campus department. Senator Ramirez.
Oh, no, I was going to say, Jo is from the Office of Student Conduct, and she's in charge of their programming. And what I was going to say is, with, like, a lot of the ASUN resources, a lot of, like, the Greek organizations aren't fully in the know of, like, what's happening and what's going on.
So maybe we should still have someone, like, go to their meetings?
And just say, hey, this is what's happening, and walk.
Senator Cook.
Then I feel like those would be, like, actual liaison positions and wouldn't be these, like, how can you promote your services kind of. So I think those would be separate programs, outreaches.
Senator Stewart?
I would just want to agree, I guess, with Senator Kirk, because earlier I was going to make the comment that it seems like as if we were trying to move in the direction where we do promote individual organizations on campus, so it seems kind of strange that we would decide to, like, specifically not promote Greek life. But, you know, as kind of like, I guess, this weird reverse discrimination thing. But, yeah, no, I agree with what you just said.
So maybe, I mean, okay, so Stillies, liaise, to Greek councils, still send someone, but not necessarily incorporate them in our monthly little, this is what the university is doing stuff. Okay. So what about the rest? Should we just keep it all? Are these all departments that we should be reaching out to on a regular basis, asking what they need, what we can promote? Yes? What is the general consensus? Senator Ramirez?
We should take off the Office of these two initiatives. I was just going to say that because, like, the vice president, whoever whoever is elected in that position, basically works directly with them.
Okay.
Along with the professional staff.
That's right. Didn't we? Okay, yeah. Okay. Should anything else go? Do you think? Someone mentioned tutoring services at some point. Legend from Texas.
Get rid of tutoring services.
Thank you, sir. Senator Cook, did you have something?
I don't know. I almost feel like tutoring services, like, they have actual services. I don't know, but like, students might want to know about. Like, I'm not sure they should go.
Senator Green?
I mean, if we're funding them and we have given them a lot of money this year, I think we should keep them because then we can stay accountable.
Have we given them?
Yeah, didn't we give the writing center?
Counseling.
The
counseling center.
We gave
which
the counseling
the
center.
Center.
The math center came in, didn't they? And they
yeah,
asked,
they came in and spoke to us. I don't know if
they
actually...
But they asked for money, didn't they?
Yeah, and I don't think we gave them any. I'm not sure, though. Legend from Texera.
So, you said that... they have a lot of services that students should know about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Math Tutoring Center really is, like, you say Math Tutoring Center, like, it's a math tutoring center. And, like, Chemistry Tutoring Center, you go in to get chemistry tutoring and stuff like that. Like, I really don't think that they have, maybe they'll have, like, two things to say, like, all semester, but if they really want to say it, they can come in and say it to us.
Senator Benford, did you have something?
We didn't give money to any of these entities. Counseling services we just approved.
That's true.
We just basically said, like, we support you guys increasing the fee, and then they went to the Board of Regents like that. We didn't, like, give them money.
Go to the Board of Regents.
Oh yeah. You're right. We didn't make it. It was raining and stuff, delays and flights. But I don't know. I don't like. I do agree with, like, if they have something pressing to tell us, we should make sure that they know that, like, they can come and outreach to us, and that we'll promote it to students, and, like, we'll write a resolution and do things like that. But yeah, I don't think it's always necessary to, like, constantly have it on the agenda and just have no report, no report, no report.
So maybe just every once in a while,
yeah.
Check in. Senator Ramirez?
What I was going to say is we are, like, all those services are moving into, like, a solid, like, one building. And why not just have one liaison position to all those services, since they are going to be in one building? They don't have the same meetings, but you can access all, like, all the services. They really have, like, easy to go in and just, like, hey, set up.
Senator Cook. Legend and Texera.
How many times during the session did they actually have a report?
I have no idea off the top of my head.
Who's the liaison? Senator Maris.
Senator Maris.
Not much. It's usually just like, hey, busy, and that's about it. And, like, nothing really that, like, relevant. But what I was going to say is, so, like, since they're all moving into one building, we can just, like, whenever they have something with, like, writing, like, wearing a workshop or something like that, we might be able to promote it or something.
Senator Cook.
Or maybe, like, with some of these services, we could only, like, maybe go into semester, like, you know, because there are changes, but I think Legend Texera has a point that, like, honestly, not much changes with them. So maybe we say, hey, did you know that group sessions are still free, even though individual ones are, but maybe you should only, like, go one semester again.
Mm-hmm. Legend Texera?
No, I agree with that, once a semester. Like, I'm not saying that they should just completely, like, we should no longer contact them, but I also don't think that we should take the time out of the day or in the meeting to, like, say, no report every time. But that's just where I'm coming from.
So it sounds like the overall vibe I'm getting is there are some services that we should probably only check in with once a semester. There are some that we should do every month, and we can include certain student groups in that, too. And then we do the democracy pause at the beginning of every month, too. Is everyone picking up what I'm putting down? Senators? Oh, you're just, okay. All right, sorry. Okay, so what should be a semesterly service and what should be a monthly service? Legend and Texera?
Tutoring service, semesterly. Group chair, free instruct to Senator Soupy. How often do you get a report for student-run businesses?
Senator Soupy?
I've been that liaison for, like, 2 weeks. I mean, 2 official weeks. So.
And they also don't exist yet, so that will become more. Senator Soupy?
I didn't have a liaison position. Nobody had any ideas, so I decided to take that on. And I think we need more people to work on that, so that's why I chose that.
And that, I feel like that can be something that we assess once we actually start implementing student-run businesses. We can assess how often we should check in on them.
My suggestion is to leave that alone for now.
As the official liaison, I think that you are the most qualified to make that judgment, so. Anything else for semesterly? Senator Cook.
I feel like student services could probably be semesterly. Like, all our conversations were productive as far as things that pertain to new ideas, like new services. I feel like that one, there was not much. Whereas the Career Studio, definitely, they change enough that I think that they could be
anything, what else could be monthly? Senator Green.
I think monthly could be athletics and veteran affairs.
Good call. So you're still Martha?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to everyone and ask specifically what they think their liaison position should be. So starting with Senator Bedford, how often do you think we should check in?
So RHA, I think it varies. So, like, that's why it's very hard to say, because, like, sometimes they may have something going on that, like, they actually need us to promote or help with. But I mean, this semester there really hasn't been anything. I mean, they're working right now on, like, gender inclusive housing, and, like, they're also, there's going to be, like, a housing fee increase, which are, like, things students should be aware of and things like that. But I don't know, they don't really actually want that stuff publicized, so I don't know. Yeah, also with housing, like, food services, like, I'm down to always talk about and go to food services, so let's put RHA, semesterly, and then this is one whole office, residential life, housing, and food services. It's, like, all under the same umbrella, but if we could just put dining services, I'm down to do that every 2 weeks.
Legend from Texera.
I think that, like, one or two, you know, even like four or five new reports during a session with like being a liaison wouldn't be that bad. The only reason I say that tutoring services should be like semester lead is because it's almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all the other ones, like, they do probably have pressing issues.
Seneca.
For the Center for Student Engagement, since we'll be promoting this through ASU, so maybe I think that one can be dropped altogether.
Good call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Center Crook, you already said services, semesterly, career studio, monthly. Center Green, you've already spoken. Recorded Center Nicholas. What should we do with Center Ramirez?
What I was going to say with like the counseling center, I think that should be semesterly as well.
Center Bufford.
With student conduct, we do have a lot of like fingers in there right now, or hands. I don't know, like, because we do have like, hopefully, the It's On Us campaign launching or doing something with that, and then also the iStand, which we've been very involved in. So I think it's really important that we stay in contact with them, like while they have all these initiatives going on that we've been a part of.
So maybe also, this is just speaking in a more general sense, if I do rewrite the description of this committee, maybe say we've decided at this point that this is how often we should check in with these entities, but it's flexible.
Yeah.
Like if we end up being super involved, like the iStand campaign, that could pop up, something like that could pop up with another service at some point. Let's go to, Senator Ramirez. So we decided semesterly for the tutoring services, and then did you say just drop NSI?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what I was going to say is just because the vice president meets with NSI in the beginning and nothing really goes on apart from like their student success series, which we can like basically promote like the services we're going to do. We're gonna do, you know? Come check out this workshop about organization.
Okay. Senator Stewart, we already dropped all yours. So
yeah. And
well,
I,
we're gonna do the
I
Green
agree.
Councils as a basic liaison, just a second.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know how I feel about the jail. Why not? I think the jail could be monthly, especially because we do so many co-sponsorships with them. But I'm biased. What do you guys think? Yeah. And then student publications. Senator Subi, what are your thoughts on that?
If you didn't cover that, then you wouldn't be on SNAP.
No, we always have.
Is that your only communication for the publication is through SNAP?
Yeah, officially. I mean, but we always have one liberal arts senator and one journalism, the journalism senator, sit on SNAP. So.
Oh, okay.
So, I like, me being the liaison wouldn't take away the fact. I mean, I would still sit on SMAP, regardless of whether or not I was official liaison to this committee.
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know. I would say monthly. Say, I don't know. Say
I mean,
which comes out every week.
I mean,
Friday.
For now, I think we have plenty of representation on SMAP within this committee and within the whole Senate. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to be next year. I think it's fine for now.
Okay. The vice president's job is also to liaise to them, so no matter what, they'll be covered. Okay, and I think that is it. Who wants to? Let's do this now. Otherwise, we won't do it. Who wants to be like outreach to these services, and who wants to be the person who talks to Inkblot and figures that out? Senator Crook?
I can do Inkblot.
I totally typed that wrong. Okay. Senator Bufford?
Oh, sorry. My hand was withdrawn.
Anyone else? Interns, good practice for next session? Just kidding, actually, I don't think you guys can do. This is like an action item, I feel like. Don't have a volunteer at once. Senator Reyes?
Center
Buffer. record.
Okay, can we like explain again like what's going on?
Okay, so we're deciding that we're going to check in. There are going to be people who check in with these services, decide what they want, promote it. Those people are going to bring what they've talked about to a meeting. We're all going to talk about it, decide what we want promoted, and then other people are going to go talk to Inkblot about actually promoting it.
Okay.
So there's going to be people that talk to the services and people that talk to Inkblot.
Okay. So, like, what Senator Ramirez just said was, like, I'm going to reach out to the Turing Center and the Counseling Center. Like, that just sounds, again, like we're just going to have our liaison positions again, and we just got rid of all of them. So, like, I'm just confused.
But it would be on a semesterly basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To the...
I can keep my same too.
Okay. Senator Soupy.
I thought we were keeping our same positions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we can't put it all on Crook to work with Inkblot and promote. Who wants? So everyone keeps their current positions. Senator Ramirez?
Can I adopt Katie's?
You want Katie's?
I'll take one.
Okay.
On the Senator Soupy wants one.
I was going to say something else, but...
Oh, okay.
Senator Soupy.
Can we have an Inkblot liaison?
Is it just... Could one person do all of it?
Correct.
Senator Crook?
I'm totally fine, because that's, like, my platform. It's, like, my one goal that I need to finish up before I end my term, so...
Okay. Okay. So then everyone keeps... Okay, so you wanted Katie's... So everyone keeps what they're currently doing, but they don't reach out on a weekly basis. They either reach out on a semesterly or monthly basis, like we just discussed. And then we all discuss what we want promoted, and then Senator Crook takes care of talking to Inkblot, promoting it. Is that where we're at?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Anything more on that? Senator Stewart?
So, reading through the 82nd session rules of the Senate, I noticed that a lot of the, I guess, things that we're supposed to be responsible for policies concerning, we don't necessarily interact with, because, I don't want to, like, just read it out, but we're supposed to, I guess, write policies for university police, buildings and grounds, parking and transportation, campus planning, construction, student health services, student legal services, counseling center, we got that one, campus dieting, campus escort, and then it goes on to list other ones that we do have as well, such as residence hall association, hey. But do we not want to, because if we were to interact with any of those, that would once again probably be the once a semester type of thing, or at least like a much longer, do we want to interact with any of those, I guess, more like with through liaison or anything like that, or something similar to liaison, or are we fine with where we are now regarding those, I suppose, that's my question.
Senator Cook?
I almost feel like that would be like a town hall, because it doesn't feel like that's supposed to be like a liaison. I feel like the purpose of those is to represent how students feel about those policies. I don't know. Like, we need a town hall to, like, say, how do you want to see the police do things different? Or, like, what policies do you want to see changed?
Okay.
Or maybe we could do just, like, a democracy plaza on, like, what policies do you want to see changed? And then, like, take it to those organizations? I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we end up throwing the democracy plaza out there every month, if those students are going to be really excited about it first, and then pretty soon they're just going to be used to it. Whereas if we do a specific democracy clause, and it's like, what would you like? That would be really interesting. If we're like, what would you like to see police services change? I feel like we'd get a lot of very predictable answers. But, yeah, that's a good idea. So then that's how we keep in touch with the student population regarding those entities' policies. Okay. Senator Crook?
And then maybe we could handle it on like a WTF kind of basis. Like, as a student concern comes up, someone can just go talk to the service and be like, hey.
Like that. Okay, so just to refresh. Tutoring services, student services, RHA, counseling center. We'll reach out to them on a semesterly basis, ask what they want promoted, bring us to the table, discuss, possibly go to Inkblot if we decide we want to promote it. Monthly, Career Studio, Athletics, Veteran Affairs, Dining Services, Student Conduct, The Joe, Student Publications. Find out what they want, bring it to the table, discuss, possibly go to Inkblot if we decide we want to promote it. Stuff like Police Services, Student Health Center, whatever else Owen said, can go in and figure it out. We'll do democracy plazas on those, find out what students want, interact with those organizations, decide what we want, done. Everyone on the same page? Everything sound good? This sounds like a far better system. Oh my goodness. Okay. Anything else on that? All right. Seeing none, let's go into 6A project updates. Just talk about stuff you've been doing. It doesn't necessarily need to be committee related. Senator Green?
I want to start an initiative where we do some sort of first aid training or CPR training on campus every semester through ASUN. We have a lot of people in the community that are within the community campus, within our campus community, that go out into the actual community. We have people in the education building that, you know, are doing practicums in classrooms. We have people that are doing internships for businesses, you know, from the College of Business. And I think it would be really important if we offered a service where people can get basic first aid training or basic CPR training so that when they're out there, they can, you know, be prepared beyond an academic level. I found a service that will do CPR training for canned food donations. So I think that that would be something that we could reasonably set up with them to do once or twice a semester and then have write a piece of legislation that will have programming responsible for communicating with them and maintaining a relationship like that.
Legend from Texas.
Lombardi Recreational actually has two people that are like they are trained to teach a class and they do it for free. So if you wanted to work with them, because we already have, they already have all the tools on campus ready to go to teach the class.
Senator,
you know, that's great. We can get them involved, but, you know, by doing this, we can also be doing community service by donating food, so we can have a food drive as well. So we'd be knocking two birds out with one stone. You know, I want to do this to where we can have as many people as possible do one training at one time, and I think limiting it to Lombardi, we're not going to get as many people in there, so... Maybe we can do a joint thing where we have them involved in it as well, but I think that if we actually had an event and we did more public relations with it, that students would be more likely to join rather than just go there willing-nilly. So.
Well, it's your turn to take, sir.
Oh, Trump.
Okay. So who are you going to be working with on that, Senator Green? Are you going to talk to Drake in programming?
Yeah.
Something you can...
I think that that would be the first step, is to see if that is something that they could realistically do.
Okay.
I don't see that there would be any issues with it, but if anybody wants to help me, that's pretty much what I'm going to do.
Okay. Then maybe we could do the Lombardi stuff as a backup if the community service thing doesn't work out. Or we could integrate it. I don't know. Yeah, I would say just talk to Drake and see where
okay.
from there. Okay, let's... Does anyone want to volunteer, or should we just go around the table? Go around the table? Is that what that meant? Okay. Legend Turner Miller, do you have anything that you want to contribute?
No.
All right, that's fine. Don't feel bad. Senator Crook.
My new project is just working with the block to try to get, you know, services promoted and trying to figure out if we can have, like, a list somewhere, like a running list of all everything we've already done, so the student, like, sees them, like, oh, that's really cool.
Solid. Senator Ramirez?
I'm working on like a project for the food pantry right now. Just expand it and make it more like well known, or make it more known, along with like providing opportunity for different clubs to like run it for a day.
Like how they do at UC Davis. Okay. Cool. That's a great idea. Let's go to Senator Stupi. Sibi, you have been given pretty much a free pass for this semester because you sit on three committees and they're all on Fridays. Well, four committees, but three of them just run on Fridays. So I'm not going to be too hard on you.
I'll have updates soon. Don't worry.
A legend turn trivia, do you have anything?
No.
A legend turn text, Sarah? Senator Benford?
So what I'm working on a lot right now is Health Week. So this is going to be the third week, or the second week of April. So it's actually the last week of our term and the first week of the new session, which is kind of cool. So It'll just really be how the DHS senators end our terms by just giving back to our college and the campus community. So, I mean, I think University Affairs can be involved in that in some ways, especially, like, in our description. We're supposed to be working with the Student Health Center. So this is very, we're tag-teaming with the Student Health Center to put on these events. So it's going to be just 5 days of just different wellness events. Also with the Joe, we're going to hopefully show a movie screening. We just have to find an appropriate documentary that we can get in time. And I'm trying to look for documentaries that kind of, like, revolve around students' health, which really doesn't exist. So I'm on the lookout. But, yeah, so it's just going to be a really cool week full of events. And then also I'm working on the conference, which is its own thing. And then I'm working on taking some stuff out of the SAS and just making the SAS just more fun and better, you know.
How can University Affairs help with Health Week?
Okay. So basically just promotion would be good, I think. Also, we're doing a bunch of different events. So, like, our first day, we're going to really focus on, like, kind of, like, the mental aspect of wellness. So, yeah, we're going to be partnering with, like, counseling services. So that's another university resource. So they have, like, meditation that we're going to have and, like, the dog therapy and stuff like that in front of the Joe. We have, like, the nutrition health. So we're trying to figure out. We want to do a cooking class, like, for college students, but, like, we're trying to figure that out. We also want to have, like, some sort of, like, obstacle course kind of thing, like one of those big blow-up ones that's just, like, fun and, like, people can just do it. I mean, I can have Senators Bustos and Mojica come and Speaker Fabi because they're all really involved in it, too. So maybe we can even just come and, like, talk about Health Week. And Speaker Fabi has a more detailed kind of set of, like, what exactly needs to be done each day, what the events are that are planned, if University Affairs would like to help with that. Because, yeah, we are working with a lot of, it's Senate, just really actually working with entities all over campus. So that's, like, basically what University Affairs does.
Do you want me to agendize that for next meeting or an upcoming meeting or something?
Yeah, if you want to put that on the agenda for next meeting, I will talk to Speaker Fabi tonight about it and make sure that we have something prepared so we can have senators and interns.
Awesome. Cool. Okay. Senator Stewart?
So, for myself, one of the things that I'm doing right now is I actually met with Senator Andrews just yesterday to talk about a professional fraternity council because a couple of what's called individuals within some professional fraternities on campus were interested in it, and both myself and Senator Andrew are members of the professional fraternities, so we're like, hey, why not look into this? So we're looking at that right now and just seeing what we need to do, what the benefits would be, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing right now is in my college, I don't know how relevant this is, but apparently there's a differential fees calculator issue, so a bunch of people recently got charged $300 or so on average that they had not known about before, and they have about 2 weeks to pay that off, so I'm seeing if I can fix that in any way, because a lot of people were actually irritated about that, and that was one of the first things that students in my college actively found me for. It was like, oh, and fix this. So I'm trying to, but it's not super successful. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Solid. Would you be willing to meet you, me, and Joe Harvey at some point to talk about
ISTAN/ITS on this?
Okay, cool. I'll reach out to you on that. Let the record show that Legendary Texera left the room at 2:50. Senator Stewart.
I would also recommend that we probably include Senator Ramirez in this, considering currently, after adopting Senator McCrillis's positions, he is supposed to talk with the Office of Student Conduct.
Senator Ramirez, are you willing? Okay. Okay. Anything else anyone wants to say? Okay, cool. Let's move into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Senator Subi?
I'm sure you guys have heard about the spelling bee we're putting on and some civic engagement. If you have any ideas of people that you want to see in a spelling bee, it's kind of like a celebrity thing, like people know it around campus and whatnot. So if you think if you know anybody that would have fun and some people would like to see in a spelling bee, let us know. So we're looking for people to name it. So.
Cool. let the record show that Legend and Texera re-entered the room at 2:52 p.m. Is there any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item number 8, adjournment at 2:52 p.m.